This is the soul.
Doctor, doctor, can you help me? And this is the home, Mr. Christian. Doctor, doctor, can you help me? And this is your host, Dr. Christian. The show, Doctor, doctor, can you help me, is not a medical show. Even the title may or might indicate something like that. No, it is partially a medical show, but it is much more. The topic of this show is life. Everything possible about and in life, about healthy life, about successful life, about how to be living a longer life happily with the family. And if you are not married or if you have no family, how to still live happily your life ever after. So, doctor, doctor, can you help me? It gives you continuing education, college and university credits. They are all free. And they last forever, and they never expire. They're valid worldwide. And as I mentioned, probably already know, they are free. So, but you have to register as a listener. Go to our website, that the producer of the show is a not-for-profit organization, Save the American Family, abbreviated with STAF, and the website is www.staf1.org.weebly.com. Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, is the web provider. We certainly can tell you that it's quite a good website provider, so maybe you are interested in using their services. Anyway, there in the radio show tab, radio show and TV shows tab, at the beginning of the show tab is text for you how to get involved to get these free credits. Today we have a topic that's quite an interesting topic. Every topic is interesting what we provide in this show, but this is a little rare sounding topic, rare, not very often heard. In seeking of happiness, why and what's the reason that some pain helps us feel happy and helps us feel pleasure? Isn't that interesting? Yes, it is certainly interesting. But before we go to the topic today, I will point out that for most radio show topics, we have a text in our website in the same radio show TV show tab. You find the date, today's date, and then you see the text. If there is no text, it's mentioned, or there is no text. But anyway, if there is a text, and you can follow it there also. The text might have more material than this show, except the show when we talk here, that has something added, general material that is not necessarily related factually to the topic. So, have a family meeting with your family once a week. During the week, everybody studies the same material, what you have agreed at the beginning of the week, whatever your, the beginning of the week is. Maybe a good day to have your family meeting is Sunday. So family meeting is about 2 hours long, can be even 3 hours long if you so want. If you can go somewhere outside, if the weather allows, or if you're home, you're home. Somebody leads the group, and as mentioned, everybody has studied in for the family the meeting, the same material what you had agreed, and then someone leads the group on a rotating basis, that this also means that your children will learn to teach, learn the rule and lead the group. So the group leader task and duties will become also familiar to them, which they can then shine in the school. Now, what's the purpose of this family meeting? Is to handle certain topics and apply the information then in your family life and forever in everybody's life. For healthy lifestyle, for happiness in your marriage, when everybody gets married, the children get married or don't get married, whatever they do. But anyway, they find the ways in this family meeting how to lead a happy, healthy life, how to become financially rich, and how to get the life fulfilled in the way they really want to have everything done what they want before the life ends in this life. In this life, yes. Now, the purpose of this family life is at the same time to make the family union stronger, and it will make the family union stronger. It will also strengthen the marriage. So have this family union meeting once a week, as long, year after year, as long as your children are home. And even after your children are gone in your own family, have it your spouse or create a family group with other people, your friends. With the friend studying group. Also take material if you are religious. We have affiliated church, which is a biblical church, Global Church of God. It's a worldwide online church, a first actually in the world online church. But the material is found in their website. It's similar to our website, www.gcg, which is Global Church of God abbreviation, gcg1org.bibli.com. Combine this material according to your own needs. When you study this material with your family, apply then the information in your life. There's a saying, knowledge is power, but I say that's the wrong statement. The correct statement is as another form of quotation developed by the host of this show. Knowledge is no power, only applied knowledge is power. So apply the knowledge and your life will be better in your family. And I guarantee to you that your family union will be stronger, happier, and in every way better. So will your marriage. Do this. This is going to be year after year process, and at the same time you learn something new. So in seeking of happiness, why some pain helps us feel pleasure? Let's see what this all means. The idea that we can achieve happiness by maximizing pleasure and minimizing pain is both intuitive and popular. The truth is, however, very different. Did you hear that statement? Of course you did. I repeat, the idea that we can achieve happiness by maximizing pleasure and minimizing pain is both intuitive and popular. But the truth is, however, very different. Interesting. Pleasure alone cannot make us happy. Pleasure alone cannot make us happy. Yes, isn't that interesting? But anyway, take, for instance, Christina Onassis, the daughter of shipping tycoon Aristotle Onassis. Christina Onassis, I knew her personally. I was one of her counselors in Europe. Unfortunately, she didn't follow the instructions. She would be obviously alive still if she had. What I mean by this, I know personally this case, I'm saying, she was one of the richest women in the world, and yet she was so miserable, she used drugs, she couldn't find happiness, she just couldn't get rid of the drugs, she just wanted to kill herself. She was unhappiest, one of the unhappiest person I ever met. Anyway, Christina Onassis, the daughter of the shipping tycoon Aristotle Onassis, she inherited wealth beyond imagination and spent it in extravagant measures in an attempt to alleviate her unhappiness. She died at 37, and her biography tellingly subtitled All the Pain Money Can Buy, recounts life full of mind-boggling extravagance that contributed to her suffering. So many people think money brings us happiness. It does not. Well, of course, if you don't have much money, it doesn't bring us happiness either. So what does that bring you happiness? But for sure, I tell you, money is not the source of happiness. It is not. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't have money. No, it means that we should have plenty of money, actually, and invest it wisely. But that's not the main thing in life. Good relationships are more important, for instance, than money. But don't get me wrong, money is needed, but it has to be handled according to manners. It cannot be taken in and put in the first place. Even the Bible says, if you start worshipping money and put in the first place, you are going to be miserable and drop dead or later in an unhappy manner. So, all those Huxley, Huxley, Aldous is the first name, Huxley, and a very well-known scientist, recognized this matter also, and the possibility that endless pleasure may actually lead to dystopian societies in his 1932 novel Brave New World. And that's an interesting book. Everybody really should read that book because endless pleasure is going to lead into a totally miserable world. The book name is 1932 novel Brave New World. Actually, everybody really should read that book. Although the idea of endless pleasure seems idyllic, and reality is often then very, very different. We need pain to provide a contrast for pleasure. Without pain, life becomes dull, boring, and downright undesirable. This doesn't mean that we have to purposely suffer for pain, go and burn our skin somewhere in a fire and say, oh, now I feel pain, now I will be happy. That's not what it means, no. But on the other hand, think about this. If we didn't have pain, the feeling of pain in our life, how would we know that we are happy or we are feeling pain? So if we didn't have pain, if we ever have not experience happiness, how do we know, or how would we know what happiness is? So the pain, feeling of pain and feeling of happiness, they are needed both in order to know what they are. But constantly seeking for happiness and pleasure is not the answer. Absolutely, that leads into happiness, unhappiness, and miserable life. So we need pain to provide a contrast for pleasure. Without pain, life becomes dull, boring, and downright undesirable. Like a chocoholic person, that likes eating chocolate, chocoholic in a chocolate shop, we soon forget that it was that made us our desire so desirable in the first place. In constant happiness, we are going to be sooner or later very miserable. That's one reason very often the children kill themselves, have a suicide, who are born with a silver or cold spoon in their mouth, meaning rich children. Now, it's absolutely true. Emerging evidence suggests that pain may actually enhance the pleasure and happiness we derive from life. As some of my colleagues and I recently outlined in the Shona Personality and Social Psychology Review, pain promotes pleasure and keeps us connected to the world around us. So this pain promotes pleasure and keeps us connected to the world around us. Pain builds pleasure. An excellent example of how pain may enhance pleasure is the experience commonly referred to as a runner's high. After intense physical exertion, runners experience a sense of neurophobia that has been linked to the production of opioids, a neurochemical that is also released in response to pain. So when we run, the brains will produce opioid-like stuff and we really feel high. Other works have shown that experiencing relief from pain not only increases our feelings of happiness but also reduces our feelings of sadness. I repeat, other work has shown that experiencing relief from pain not only increases our feelings of happiness, but also reduces our feelings of sadness. Pain may not be a pleasurable experience itself, but it builds our pleasure in ways that pleasure alone simply cannot achieve. Pain may also make us feel more justified in rewarding ourselves with pleasant experiences. Just think how many people indulge in themselves in a little after a trip to the gym. My colleagues and I tested this possibility by asking people to hold their hand in a bucket of ice water and then offered them the choice of either or a caramel koala, that's some kind of tasty stuff in the mouth, it's just the main title, or a fluorescent highlighter to take with them as a gift. Participants who did not experience any pain chose the highlighter 74% of the time, but those who had pain only chose it 40% of time. They were more likely to take the chocolate. Pain itself can make chocolate guilt-free. Pain connects us to our world. People are constantly seeking new ways to clear their minds and connect with their immediate experiences. Just think of the popularity of mindfulness and meditation exercises, both of which aim to bring us in touch with our direct experience of the world. Also, our organization, the American Family SDAF, has these kinds of seminars for sale, and you can buy them on the internet. I personally also teach the same things. Yoga, meditation, we have our meditation program is called M+. Similar things, mindfulness and meditation are the same basic things. Also, Harvard University has these kinds of programs developed. There's a good reason to believe pain may be effective in achieving this same goal. Why? Because pain captures our attention. Imagine dropping a large book on your toe with conversation. Would you finish the conversation or attend to your tone? Pain drags us into the moment, and after pain we are more alert and attuned to our sensory environment, less caught up in our own thoughts about yesterday or tomorrow and the problems to come or to already have gone. My colleagues and I recently tested whether his effect of pain may also have some benefits. We asked the people to eat chocolate biscuit after holding their hand in a bucket of ice-cold water for as long as they could. We found that people who experienced pain before eating the chocolate enjoyed it more than those who did not have pain. In two follow-up studies, we found that pain increases the intensity of a range of different tastes and reduces people's threshold for detecting different flavors. One reason people enjoyed the chocolate cookie more after pain was because it actually tasted better. The flavor they experienced was more intense and they were more sensitive to it. Our findings shed light on why, for instance, Gatorade tasted so much better after heavy exercise. Now, we are not going to say that you drink Gatorade, we say do not. We just tested the Gatorade, just the order, because it's so common. Gatorade has chemicals that are not healthy. Don't eat that. Don't drink that. Use water, just water. But Gatorade has chemicals that make it tasty. It's commonly used, unfortunately. But do not do it. Do not use it because it causes all kinds of problems. It has chemicals that are bad, bad, bad. Use just plain water. Drinking about water drinking daily, well, our body is 75% water about. Even blood is about 95% water, and our brains are about 90% water. So what do we need there? We need plenty of water. How much do we drink water per day daily? As many pounds as you are when you are in normal weight, not in overweight. Let's say you're 130 pounds. Then you drink daily 130 ounces of water, plain water. Not at the same time, but during the day. Even coffee counts as a water, so does tea. So use that as an example, as a rule. So the findings are this way, as I mentioned already in blended examples. Why also cold beer is more pleasant after a day of hard labor, and why a hot chocolate is more enjoyable after coming in from the cold. Those are the same reasons. Pain literally brings us in touch with our immediate sensory experience of the world, allowing for the possibility that pleasures can become more pleasant and more intense. Pain bonds us with others. Anyone who has experienced a significant disaster will know that these events bring people together. Consider all those volunteers, for instance, 9/11 in New York. Consider anything. Consider the 55,000 volunteers who helped clean up after the 2011 Brisbane flood, or the sense of community spirit that developed in New York in response to 9/11. Painful memories and painful ceremonies have been used throughout history to create cooperation and cohesion within groups of people. A recent study examining one such ritual, the Kabadi in Mauritius, found that participants who experienced pain were more likely to donate money to a community cause as were those who had simply observed the ceremony. I repeat, participants who experienced pain were more likely to donate money to a community cause. Now, this is also true. If you take the same amount of rich people, millionaires, in one group, and you take poor people who suffer daily, the poor people give much more relatively than the rich people. Yes, that is a fact. That's how it is in life, and they are willing to help. But they even are willing to donate money, not necessarily in amounts, but in how many people give something. So the experience of pain, or simply observing others in pain, make people and will make us, all us people, more generous. I repeat, the experience of pain, or simply observing others in pain, will make us people more generous. Building on this work, my colleagues, the author of this study, my colleagues and I had people experience pain in groups. Across these studies, again, participants either immersed their hand in ice water and held a squat position for as long as they could, or ate very hot raw chilies. We compared, says the author of this study, these experiences to a no-pain control condition and found pain increased or cooperation within the group. Again, the pain increased cooperation within the group. After sharing pain, people felt more bonded together and were also more overdeal in an economic gain. They felt more likely to take personal risks to benefit the group as a whole. Now, when your family going through some hard times, that also when you all want to be in the same group and do and work together, you are going to be bonding more. But also this family group, I don't mean that it has to be painful, it's the togetherness and learning together and discussing together and the time spent together that gives you more power, more strength in your family union. A different side of pain. Pain is commonly associated with illness, injury, or harm. Often we don't see pain until it is associated with problems, and in these cases, pain may have a few benefits at all. Yet, we all experience pain in a range of common and healthy activities. Consider the recent ALS ice bucket challenge. By dousing ourselves in ice water, we were able to to raise unprecedented support for a good cause. Understanding that pain can have a range of positive consequences is not only important for better understanding pain, but may also help us manage pain when it does become a problem. So, experiencing pain brings happiness. Experiencing brings pain, of course, gives us understanding more about pain, so we are going to be capable of handling pain better in the future and have more happiness and have more success in life. So when you have pain, don't curse it, as most people do. Just understand that it's a part of life that brings you better life in the future, better tomorrow. So, framing pain as a positive rather than negative increases neurochemical responses that help us and you and all of us better manage pain. Again, I say it again, framing pain as a positive rather than negative increases neurochemical responses that helps us better manage pain. Now, this is sounds like very easy to understand, but the topic is important to understand that trying to constantly be happy or seeking for happiness is not the solution for life pleasure, life success. It's simply going through everything. When you have a problem, you solve the problem. Even there's a saying, religious saying, when God wants to give you a gift, He always puts that into a form of a problem. Well, that means in life, the same way. When you have a problem, you face the problem and not curse it. Don't curse it. When the problem comes, you thank for it. Say, thank you, life, you gave me this problem. And why do you do that? And then you say, I will solve you. I will start studying how to solve the situation, however painful this might be. And because you will start solving the problem, the situation that is difficult, you will learn more. And you will go through pain and difficult and hard time. But at the end, you are going to be stronger, wiser, and more understanding about life and about everything. And that brings happiness. That's how it works. So I say to you again, do not curse a problem or difficult time when it comes. Just face it and say, I'm stronger than you and I will find a solution. And you will find a solution. Well, and what most people do? Most people don't do it. They just curse and give up because they think it's something that they cannot do and it's painful. That's why this is such an important topic. Face the pain, and just start solving the situation, the problem. Because at the end, it will turn to happiness and you will be wiser and stronger to face the life. And then you will be wiser also, create more income, create more money, create more good things in your life. And that will bring happiness. This is an important statement. This is an important topic. Follow this information and apply the information. And I say it again, knowledge is no power, only applied knowledge is power. And once more, create your family meeting, do it weekly, and your children will thank you for the rest of their life. And that will be an important source of happiness also. It doesn't mean that it has to be painful. Well, if it takes effort, but do it. And you need, in order to get the continuing education and other credits free, you need to go to our website, www.stf1org.bibli.com, and register as a listener. This is your host. Until next time. And this is Dr. Christian. Okay.